Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep your wheat breeding program strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Today, ag futures offered a great start to the week. We were higher in the grain markets and cattle markets. Corn closed up 3 to 4 cents, putting March at 3.62¾ on the corn. Beans 5 to 6 cents higher, with March up 6¼, 8.79. Then wheat 5 to 6 higher. Kansas City March up 5½ at 4.49¾, roughly 3 cents off the high. July wheat up 5 at 4.69½. And then cattle futures feeders were up the limit on the March and April, but around $4 higher on everything further out. And then live cattle futures up $3 in February and April, and up $2.97 currently in June. So a really good start to the week. Of course, the markets closed yesterday, maybe had some pent-up demand there on the cattle market. So when we opened this morning after Oklahoma City was called a little bit higher yesterday, that gave some confirmation to the bull camp. And then the short side seemed to be getting squeezed and getting out of those contracts. A few outside factors today. The stock market's bounced really good here. We're up about 220 points on the March Dow, 31 points on the March S&P. The U.S. dollar is up 90 at 96.88. That has not had a negative impact so far. Oil futures in March down 37, in April down about 84.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning we had a NOPA crush report. It was less than expected. It was 150.4 million bushels for the month of January. The estimate was 154, so it was lower than expected. And that would put a lid on the soybean price here. It had a midday, kind of a midday weakness. It ended up being back toward the average price for the day, up 6 cents. But that was 4 million bushels less than expected. Last year, the same month, it was 163. In December, it was 157.7. So soybean demand seems to be coming down compared to recent history anyway. Maybe that's because the price relative to other grains is not quite as high. We had an export report as well this morning. It was neutral for wheat and neutral for corn, and then positive for beans. Wheat exports 383,000. We're expecting 275 to 400. Corn was 690, expecting 550 to 750, and the beans were 1.76 million metric tons, looking for 1 to 1.2, so that was really bullish for beans. Also, an export announcement out of the USDA for 190,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia. The weekly exports that are normally on Friday will be pushed back to Friday this week. And then hedge funds remain short across the board, 450 million bushels of wheat, 540 of corn, and 300 of beans.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle are up 365 at 133.60. The April contract up 302 at 132.15. March feeders up $4.47 at $154.50, and the April contract up $5.35 at $154.85. April lean hogs down two at $70.35, and the May contract down 22 at $76.05. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 6.5 cents on the day at $4.50¾. The May contract up 6.25 cents at $4.60 even. Chicago March wheat up 6¾ at $4.64¼. May Chicago wheat up 6.5 cents at $4.69 even. In the row crops, Chicago March corn up 4¼ on the day at $3.63 even. May corn up 4¾ as well at $3.67¾. March soybeans closed up 7 cents on the day at $8.79¾. The May contract up 6 cents at $8.82½. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 95 points at $59.85, and the May contract up 110 at $0.5974 per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.